This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are studying Paul's letter to the Romans, and we are now in Romans chapter 2. We have been studying how God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. And we saw the Gentile world in chapter 1, verses 18 to 32, which takes us back to the Tower of Babel, when men rejected God by changing the truth of God into the lie. They didn't go to atheism, they went to a false system of worship. And when you mix God, the true God, with idols, it leads to unnatural sexual practices as well as bad dealings with your fellow man. When we reject God, we no longer love him, nor do we love our neighbor properly. And we saw historically, this takes us back to Genesis 10 and 11, and we see these practices in Leviticus 18 through 20. If you read those chapters, it lists some of the Gentile practices. We saw it in Sodom and Gomorrah in the book of Genesis. But it's not just sex that we're dealing with, but in all their places, it says that the Sodomites were proud. They were full of bread and full of idleness. So it wasn't just that. They were abundantly provided for by God, and they refused to glorify him as God or thank him for all of his benefits. And now we're coming to chapter 2, and now Paul brings the Jew into court. Remember, we started off in Romans 1, 16 to 18, where Paul announces the gospel of Christ as the power of God unto salvation, but he doesn't get into great detail. Before he goes into detail, he's going to show why man needs this good news. And in chapter 1:18 to chapter 3, verse 20, we see the reason why man needs this good news. Men have held the truth in unrighteousness. The Gentiles were brought into court in chapter 1, verse 18 to 32. Now the Jew is brought into court. And Paul says this, "Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest, for wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doest the same things. But we are sure that the judgment of God is according to truth against them which commit such things." Now the one who judges here is the Jew, I believe, and they looked down upon the Gentiles. Paul says here, "Wherein thou judge another, thou condemnest thyself." Now of course we can apply this to all men who judge others when they themselves are guilty of the same sins, but I think Paul's purpose here is he's showing us that the Jew is just as guilty as the Gentile. "Wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself." The Jews committed the same sins as the Gentiles, and yet they would refuse to admit it. As a matter of fact, one of the first things we see the Jewish people do after they received the law of Moses, well, actually before the law even made it into the camp, they were worshiping a golden calf. And we see after Israel came into the promised land, one of the first things they did was Achan took a Babylonianish garment, a garment from Babylon, which he coveted. Think about that. Remember the Tower of Babel, chapter 1? Israel was infected with the same problem. Mixing the Babylonian air. It is a system of idolatry where you change the glory of God to the image made like to corruptible man. As a matter of fact, in Psalm 106, if you read very carefully, it almost connects what Israel did to the same things the Gentiles did. Just read Psalm 106 on your own. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, King David had taken a man's wife. He took Bathsheba, and Nathan the prophet was sent to David. And Nathan the prophet said, "David, I got to tell you something. There was a man, he told a parable about somebody who basically took sheep from a poor man. And David, it says, his anger was greatly kindled against the man." And Nathan said, "David, thou art the man." David was told a little story that related to what he did to Bathsheba. But David didn't know that at first. And David was angry at the very sin that the man in Nathan's parable He was mad at the very sin that the man in Nathan's parable committed. And Nathan says, "David, thou art the man." You see that? We can get angry. David got angry at the sin of somebody else when he was guilty of the same sin. And we can transfer that to Israel as a whole. They pointed at the Gentiles, called them dirty dogs, and yet Israel was guilty of the very same things. "Thou art the man." Listen, God is exposing the Gentile and Jewish sin because he wants to bring all the world and under judgment to God so that he can have mercy on them. The gospel of grace requires this dark background. We'll continue this subject again tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com.